Sechtes Baba Basa, Daf Samach, two lines on the top of Daf Samach of an Aleph, and the Gemara will now focus on the next two cases of our Mishnah that we learned on Afnun Testament Beis. The Mishnah stated, Lokach Bayis, Bechotza Acheres, Leif Techenim, Bechotza Shutfin, that a Reuven owned a house that opened up into Chotza A, in which he was a Shutfin, and then he bought another house which opened up into Chotza B, but if he'd opened the back door of this new house, he would actually have access to Chotza A, in which he's already a Shutf, so the members of Chotza A could prevent him from opening up this back door, and as Rashbam stated in the Mishnah, the Afagad Yesh Lechel B'Chatzah, that even though he's a Shutif of this Chatzah, Ein Yachol Lirbis Aleim Achsenayin, he can't increase the amount of people that he brings into this Chatzah. The Mishnah then continued, Bon Ali Al Gavi Beisai, if Reuven builds a second story on top of his house, and he now wants to ear tenants, and he wants to have an external staircase that goes into the Chatzah, Lo Yitachen Al Chatzah Shutfim, he can't open it up into the Chatzah Shutfim, as L'maisi is being ma'abur the amount of people that are coming into this Chatzah. But if Reuven wants to, he could build an extra room inside his house, or he could build an extra attic on top of his house, and as long as these people that will now live in this extra room or in this attic will not have direct access into the chatzar, and instead they will have to walk through the main door of the original house, then Reuven could do so, and the members of the chatzar cannot prevent him from adding people to his home. And our Gemara now begins and focuses on the first thing that we mentioned, and the Gemara asks, my time and what is the reason? The Gemara explains, as we pointed out from the Rashbam, and since you're now adding more people into this area, and as Rashbam says, and therefore the people of this chatzah kataina, that they don't have as much privacy as they had previously. And keep in mind that this is the same reason of the next case of the Mishnah, that Bon Ali Al Gabi Beisai, however, the Gemara continues and asks, and let us see the last case of the Mishnah. As the Mishnah continued, the Gemara therefore asks, that Lemaisa, since you're going to have more people in this house because you created an extra room or you created this attic, Lemaisa, you're increasing the amount of people in the Chatzar, and once again, you're taking away their privacy. Why can't the other members of the Chatzar restrain Reuven from doing so? The Gemara answers, Rav Huna explains that in the last case of the Mishnah is not talking about a scenario where Reuven actually added square footage to his house, and therefore there was a possibility of bringing more people into this house. But my cheder shechalku l'shnayim, when the Mishnah stated al nratzah b'nisa cheder, that if Reuven wants he could build a room l'fnimi beisai within his house, it means within the same square footage. And for example, if Reuven had 1,000 square feet in his house, so he can now break it in half, and he can have one room of 500 square feet, another room of 500 square feet, and he can rent them out to different people, and as long as they're using the same doorway out into the chatzah, there is no problem in doing so. Rav Huna continues, and when the Mishnah stated Ubayn Ali Al Gabi Beisai, it doesn't mean they actually raised the roof and therefore added extra square footage to the home. My Aliyah, and what does it mean when it said Aliyah? It's referring to an after, it's referring to a loft. For example, if Reuven had a home where the inner dimensions were 20 feet high, and Reuven now split that space, it creates a first floor of 10 feet and a second floor of 10 feet. And although the Maisa will be able to bring in more people into this home, but ultimately he already owned this amount of square footage and he could use it for whatever he wants, and therefore he's allowed to do so as long as they go out of the same doorway. Reuven doesn't create an external staircase that his tenants could go out of this house from a different spot. As Rashbam explains, that my boyna chedadik tani masisin loy boyna mamish kidakamrit el shechokul chedashaloy lushnayim shaosim chitza memutsiasa lahoshev sham de urim Reuven de bedavazet yeshlim shush shiachlo mal is called base of the urine. And Rashbam states, "Bin again after hilchach in kantesis bin yiklal loy becheder v'loy balia the cheder haynu shechol grach b'shecheder v'aso shnei chadarim katzarim v'chein aliyah shebana maziv v'bamtzia isak gavoy shecheder v'nimtza aliyah b'nuy me'alea." In both cases, Reuven is not adding an extension, any extra height to the actual home that is already built. We continue with the new Mishnah. Leyeftach adam lechatzah shutfim pesach kenega pesach v'chalayin kenega chalayin. Reuven lives in an area where there's a chatzah that serves multiple houses, and therefore all the people that are in this chatzah, they share this chatzah together and they're partners in this chatzah. So Reuven is not allowed to open a doorway that is right opposite someone else's doorway, and he can't build a window that's right opposite someone else's window. And as Rashbam states, Elamashu yachik zeh shalei kenegad zeh, and you should make sure that you offset it a little bit from the other person's window or the other person's door, but time mishum sees, and the reason is because of privacy concerns, and kulo masisim and farash b'gemara, and the Gemara will explain our entire Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Hayi katan lo yasen gadol, that if his doorway or his window was very small, he shouldn't make it larger. Similarly, echad lo yasen shtayim, if he had one door or one window, he can't go and create two windows or two doors. And the Mishnah continues, al pesach lo shisraim pesach kenega pesach v'chalin kenega chalin. If Reuven owns one home on one side of Rishis Rabim and Shimon owns another home on the other side of Rishis Rabim, then Reuven can open up a doorway that's directly opposite Shimon's doorway, and he can also open a window that's directly opposite Shimon's window. Similarly, in a case where there's Rishis Rabim, how he caught an isa gadol, if he had a small door, a small window, he could enlarge it and make it larger. And if he had one door, one window, then he could make it into two. The Gemara begins that our Mishnah stated, Leiftach Adam Lechotza Shutfim Pesach Kenega Pesach V'chalin Kenega Chalin. And the Gemara asks, not immediately, that how do you know that you're not allowed to do so? And Rabbi Yechon explains the Amakra as the Pasuk in Pashas Balak states, Vayisa Bilam Mas'ina Vayayis Yisrael Sheikh L'Shvatav, that Bilam lifted up his eyes and he saw Klai Yisrael that it were dwelling amongst the Shvatim, and he realized that there was something special about the way that they were living, and therefore he stated, Ma Tovo Alech Yaakov, and the Gemara states, Ma Ra, and what did he see? Ra She'in Pisraelei M'chavon M'zelzeh, he saw that the openings to their tents were not directly opposite each other, and Amen, therefore Bilam said, that it's proper that the Shechina dwells amongst these people. Ashpam is bothered that L'chir, what does this have to do with Chatz HaShutvim? And Zakhtar Ashpam, two lines before it gets wide, U'machni Yisrael k'chatz HaShutvim d'ami, d'loi ha'yu Yishis Rabim, el b'machni l'viya, k'arminu m'psech l'shabes. However, Ayin Ritvo states, v'anachon d'l'ha milsa k'ivin shirabim b'ikin b'a machni Yisrael k'yishis Rabim hu, u'chamavim m'fulish, el shehem b'yim ha'chimim al'atman. And even though that in Yishis Rabim, you really have no problem and you could have your Pesach that's directly opposite the other person's doorway, as we just learned. However, they were machmer on themselves, and that's why he was mashpiach them so much, and he stated, Matayvo alech Yaakov. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, that b'degei achatz ha-shutfim, the Mishnah stated, ha yikotan le'yasen ha-gadol, and echad le'yasen ha-shtayim. And keep in mind that we previously learned that when there's a chatz ha-shutfim, and they come to split up the chatz, then each person will get an area of dalet amos that's keneged their doorway. And for example, if Reuven had a doorway which was 4 amos wide, then he'll also get an area that's 4 amos deep, and he'll have an area that's 4x4 in order for him to be able to load and unload his packages, and he'll be able to get a loading zone. And similarly, if Reuven had a doorway which was 8 amos wide, then he'll be entitled to an area that's 8 amos wide, which is the width of his doorway, and he'll also receive an area which is 4 amos deep in order to create this loading dock. And this way, he'll be able to load and unload his packages. Instead of receiving a 16 amos square area, he'll be receiving a 32 amos square area. Based on this idea, the Gemara continues, Savarayim Bacham Alameima, the Rayim Bacham had having to say, Ba'dal Leg L'Shavya Ba'tamnya, the Kashokal Tamnya B'chotza, that certainly if Reuven only had a doorway that was 4 amos wide, and therefore if they split up the chotza, he would receive 16 amos, as he would receive an area of 4x4, then certainly he can't go and widen his doorway and now make it 8 amos, as in that way he'd be entitled to 32 amos, and he'll be entitled to an area of 8x4 amos, therefore certainly he has no right to do so. However, let's also keep in mind that the Gemara previously taught us that even if someone that is a member of this chotza only has a doorway that's 2 amis wide, he is still entitled to a loading area of an area that's 4 amis by 4 amis wide, and therefore he would always get a 16 amis square area. Therefore, Rabbi Bachama thought, but if Reuven had a doorway which was only 2 amis wide, and he wants to increase the width of his doorway to 4 amis wide, then really there should be nothing wrong of him doing so. As Lemaisa, previously he was going to be entitled to a 16 amis square area, as he would still be entitled to an area 4x4 as his loading area. Even now that he increased the width of his doorway to 4 amos, he will still only be entitled to an area of 4x4 or 16 square amos, and therefore there should be no problem for Reuven to do so. And Amalei Rava, but Rava responded, Matzi Amalei, that the people in the Chatzah could say, B'pischa Zutra Matzin L'Sturim Menach, that since originally you only had a doorway that was 2 amos wide, so in that area we were able to watch and guard and make sure that we saw that you're coming and going, and therefore if we were doing private things in the Chatzah, we were able to stop doing them when we saw that you were coming into the chatzah. However, the rest of the members of the chatzah could say to Reuven, "Bepischa Rabba lo mitzina esnuim minach," that once you have a wider area and you have a 4 amah doorway, then it will be much harder for us to watch and to guard ourselves, and therefore you're taking away some of the tzinius of our chatzah and you're taking away some of our privacy. Therefore, even in a scenario where originally Reuven had a doorway of 2 amahs wide, bnei chatzah could stop him from building a doorway that's 4 amahs wide. And the Mishnah continued, "Echad lo yasenu shnayim." And the Gemara goes through a similar idea. The Gemara states, "Savarayim b'chama l'meima b'arboy loy l'shavi trei b'nei tati tati." That certainly I understand. If Reuven originally had one doorway which was 4 amos amis wide, then certainly you can't now make two doorways and make each one two amis wide. And even though he's keeping the same area, but ultimately when they will split up the chatzah, he will now have two doorways and he'll be entitled to a 16 amah area for both of these doorways, and he'll be entitled to a 4x4 loading area for both of these doorways. And the Gemara states, "Kashogel tamim chatzah," and therefore it makes sense that the bnei chatzah and his partners could actually time that you can't do so. However, let's say Reuven originally had one doorway, which was 8 amos wide, and originally he would have been titled to 32 amos for a loading dock. So now if he wants to close up that doorway and instead create two doors, which are each 4 amos wide, so ultimately he'll still only be receiving 32 amos. As for each doorway, he'll be entitled to a 16 square amos loading area. So lemaisa, the bnei chatzah are not losing out, and therefore maybe he should be able to do so. However, once again, Amalei Rava, Rava responded to Rabbi Bachama that Matzei Amalei, that the rest of the members of the chatzah could say to him, Chad Pischa Metzina Tznuminach, Betrayla Metzina Tznuminach, that when you had one doorway, it was much easier for us to know when you're coming and going. Therefore, we could have more privacy and we could be careful. And when we saw that you're about to come out, then we could stop doing things that are private. However, now that you have two doorways, then it's much harder for us to know when you're coming and going. And therefore, it's a bigger techa, and we could therefore prevent you from opening up a second doorway, even though ultimately you're going to receive the same amount of space and the same loading area. Rashbam stated, when we saw that it was closed, we knew that we could use the chatzah. Or even when it was open, we knew that we could go and do our shtamshus in an area that wasn't next to that doorway and you won't see us. As even if one door will be closed, the other one will be open, and therefore it's a greater tircha for us. Rashbam explains, in both of these cases, the Rav Bachama felt, in the same way that the people of the chatzah will guard themselves and will prevent themselves from doing anything of tznius when there's a small Pesach, will also be private when there's a larger doorway and there is no difference. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Pesach keneged Pesach v'chalin keneged chalin. The Gemara explains the Amalei, because Reuven could say to Shimon, saif habayis tznuim in bnei Rishus Rabim, that since in any case the people of Rishus Rabim are walking by your property and they could see right into your house, therefore you can't say that I'm causing you any hezek and I'm causing you any loss of privacy, and therefore I'm allowed to place my doorway and I'm allowed to place my window directly opposite your doorway and directly opposite your window. Ayn Rashbam points out, and those that are riding on horses and on camels could see right through your windows. Ayn Tezrid points out, and we're specifically talking about a window that is not so high, certainly if Reuven wants to build a window that is directly opposite Shimon's window and it's at a very high point of his home, that certainly Shimon could still be ma'akev Reuven from building it directly across from his window, as ultimately Bnei Rishus Rabim cannot see through that window. And we continue with the new Mishnah, in Eisen Chol Tachas Rishus Rabim, they have no right to create a cavity underneath the Rishus Rabim, and even though you will cover it up with a very strong cover, we're still going to be choshish that potentially that cover will eventually give way and potentially someone could get hurt. And the Mishnah continues and brings three examples of cavities. However, the Mishnah continues that in the case where you placed a very strong cover on top of this bar or on top of this cavity, then Rabbi Elazar says it would be mutter to do so, as long as the cover that is on top of this bar is strong enough that a wagon that is laden with stones can go over it and it won't break and it won't cave in. The Mishnah continues that if Reuven owns a house that is directly next to Rishus Rabim, so Reuven can't have his beams protruding into Rishus Rabim. He also doesn't have a right to the airspace of the Rishus Rabim, and if he wants to make a porch that is higher than the area of Rishus Rabim, where people are not walking there in any case, he also can't do so. However, the Mishnah continues, but if Reuven wants to have a protrusion or he wants to build a porch, then he could move his house away from Rishus Rabim, and once he offsets his house away from Rishus Rabim, then he'll have enough space that he can have pegs and he can have beams that are protruding from his house, and as long as they don't go into the airspace of Rishus Rabim, that of course would be mutter. Now of course keep in mind that doesn't seem to be a major chiddush, but the chiddush of the Mishnah is that l'maisa at some later point, if the Bnei Rishus Rabim would come and say that you had no right to build over here and you had no right to build this protrusion into the airspace of Rishus Rabim, so Reuven would have to show a document and be able to prove that he actually had a right right to this area, and then he actually moved his house away from the Shus Rabim. And if Reuven would not be able to provide this proof, then he would lose the rights to this area. And of course, if Reuven would use this area for 3 years and no one would be Meicha, then Reuven would say that I don't have any proof, but Lemaisa used it for 3 years and no one was Meicha, and therefore he could create a Chazaka. As we explained, that if Reuven was the actual original owner and he built these Zizin and he built this porch, then certainly he would have to bring a Raya. However, the Mishnah continues, Laka Chatzah, if Shimon brought this Chatzah from Reuven, Uba Zizim Gesus Trois, and there was already these protrusions and there was a porch that was going into this area that was next to Rishus Rabim, Harezu B'Cheskasa, then even though Shimon doesn't know exactly how Reuven had the right to have this porch, but Shimon does know that it was there for at least 3 years, and he brings Edim that it was there for 3 years, so even though generally there's a din, the Chazaka She'im Etayna is not a Chazaka, but as we know, with Taninan for Yershin and for Loikeach, in this case, since Shimon bought this property from Reuven, and he has Edim that he bought this from Reuven, and we know that Reuven used it for at least 1 day, and Shimon brings Edim that he used it for at least 3 years, then we would say that Shimon has ownership to this, and we don't say that's considered the airspace of the Rishus Rabim. Let's keep in mind that when the Mishnah stated in Eisen Chol Tachas Rishus Rabim, the Rashbam points out the Alpha Gabdim Makabala called Zekad Asim Achmasay, even if Reuven accepts all liability, that would not suffice. She'in Ritzayim Shabani Adam, Isaac Vilayr Ladin Aliskim Mainam, that they get hurt and then have to go and collect money, and certainly a person would rather not get hurt. We explained the word Gezutrois based on Rashi that touches it as a porch. However, the Rashbam over here says Gezutrois, Kairis Gedeus, they're large beams, Haboltus Ben Abayas Lachot, that stick out from the bias out towards Rishus Rabim. We have to be choishes that maybe someone in Rishus Rabim will get hurt. The Hilkoch Eimaitzian, the Kol Bnei Rishus Rabim, Lasno Gabe, the Limchalu. Certainly the Rabim have a right to the Rishus Rabim, and then not all around to be Meichel and to give him the right to do so. Gemara begins, and our Mishnah stated, Einaisin Chol, Tachs Rishus Rabim, Bayu Shichram Eris, and we explained that Rabban hold that even if you place a very strong cover on top of this cavity, it would still be Asa. And we saw that Rabbi Lezer was Mata, Kadishte Agolum Alechas Vetuna Avonim, as since this cover is so strong, a wagon could pass over together with a bunch of stones. Rabbi Lezer holds it's mutter to create this cavity. And as Rashbam explained the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Azul Basa Hashta, Rabbi Lezer goes based on right now, V'loi Chayesh, he's not concerned, L'shema Hayyim Lamacha, Yichla Kisu V'yipol, that potentially this covering will rot away and will fall down. However, Agamara states, Rabbanon Zimnun Mafchis V'lava Daite, that the Rabbanon are concerned that potentially this cover will rot away and the rot will all occur in the inside and no one will realize that it's really a weaker covering and Lamaisa, someone that's walking over, may fall in when it caves in. The Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Eimatzin Ziz V'Gezutrayis V'Chulu, and the Gemara brings the story of Ami Havalei Ziza Davi Nafik L'Mavoy. Ami actually had protrusions that were going into a Mavoy. Ahu Gavr Nami Havalei Ziza Davi Mapik L'Shus Rabim, and it was a person that also had a protrusion that was going into Shus Rabim. Havu Kamakvi Aleh B'nei Rishus Rabim, and the people in Rishus Rabim came and were Meicha against this person, and they wanted him to remove this protrusion. Also Kamed Rabami, and when Maisdei came to a dinter in front of Rabami, Amalei and Rabami said to this person, Zil Koitz, that go and cut off your protrusion, as you have no right to stick a protrusion into Rishus Rabim, as you don't own this airspace. Amalei, so this person said back to Rabami, V'mar Nami Islei, Lamaisa, you also own such a protrusion, and you should also cut it off. And Amalei and Rabami responded, the Dilem Avoy Mapik, that although I have a protrusion, my mind goes into a Mavoy, and the Bnei Mavoy could be Meichel, and they were Meichel, and they let me leave the protrusion there. As the Gemara states, Mimnayu Mavoy, Machel Gaboy, however, the Tchol, Rishus Rabim Mapik, Man Machel Gaboch, the Lamaisa, your protrusion is going into Rishus Rabim, and since there are so many people that use this Rishus Rabim, so certainly there's no one that could be Meichel to you, and therefore, since they're coming and be Meichel, so you have to remove this protrusion from this area. The Gemara continues with a similar story with Rabbianai. Rabbianai Havalei Ilon on Neitel Rishus Rabim. Rabbianai owned a tree, and its branches were leaning over into Rishus Rabim. There was also another person, let's call him Reuven, that also had a tree that was leaning over into Rishus Rabim, and also B'nai Rishus Rabim, and the people from the Rishus Rabim wanted Reuven to remove his branches from going into Rishus Rabim. Also Kamed Rabbianai, so they came for a din Torah to Rabbianai. We continue on Daf Samach Amud Beis, and Amalei Rabbianai responded, Zilna Idna B'talu Macha, that go away today and come back for this din Torah tomorrow. And the Gemara tells us, B'leilei Shada Katzalahu Dedei, during that same evening, Rabbianai sent people to cut down his tree and to make sure to remove the branches that were going and leaning over into Rishus Rabim. L'macha Asla Kamei. And the next day, Reuven and the people of Rishus Rabim came in front of Rabbianai once again, and Amalei and Rabbianai Paskin Zil Koitz, you have to cut off these branches and you can't have your branches going into Rishus Rabim. Amalei, so Reuven said to Rabbi Yannai, "Haman nami islei, that you also have such a tree and you're not cutting it down." Amalei Rabbi Yannai said, "Zil chazi, go see. I kaitz didi, kaitz idcha. If I cut down mine, then you should cut down yours. Ilei kaitz didi. If I didn't cut down mine, lei sakutz at, then you don't have to cut down yours either." The Gemara is, "May kar my sava, lo b'seif my sava." If Rabbi Yannai ultimately held that you have to cut down these branches, then why did he have these branches that were going over to Rishus Rabbim, and why didn't he cut it until this point? And the Gemara explains, "May kar sava nichul b'nei Rishus Rabbim diyasmi b'tulei." That originally he thought that the people of Rishus Rabbim actually want the trees to be hanging over into Rishus Rabbim, as the branches and the leaves of the tree create shade. But kibin dechazad kamakvi shadu katsir. But once he saw that the b'nei Rishus Rabbim actually did not want the trees to be going over to Rishus Rabbim, as it was blocking people from traveling in Rishus Rabbim, then he realized that the only reason why the people of Rishus Rabbim didn't tell him anything was because they were showing him respect and they didn't want to bother Rabbi Yannai. But once he saw that he was makbid, therefore he realized that he also had to cut down his, and therefore he went and cut down his branches as well. Gemara continues, if up until this point Rabbi Yannai really felt that he had a right to leave his trees there, so why was it that he said to this person, "Zil idna v'talumacha"? He really should have just paskin immediately and said that you have to cut down your tree, and right away Rabbi Yannai would have also gone and cut down the branches of his tree as well. And as the Gemara states, "V'lei malei," and let Rabbi Yannai say, "Zil kaitz idcha," that you should go and cut down your branches of a tree, "V'hoda ekot tzidi," and then I'll cut down my branches. And the Gemara explains, "Mishum d'Reish Lakish," this is based on the din Reish Lakish. The Amar Reish Lakish said, based on a pasuk in Sefania that states, "Eskayshu v'kayshu shayit atzbucha v'achin shayit achirim," the only way that you could give musa to someone is only if you reconcile and you repair all your maisim and you beautify your maisim, and then you could tell others to beautify their maisim as well. Rashbam explains, "Eskayshu hasa kash mebeinei nechotchila," take out the piece of straw from your eyes first, "kamei lekayshish kash klimek shayit atzbucha." The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, "Avol meratzah kainas l'teich shalai umaitzi," that if Reuven has a house that's bordering on Rishus Rabbim, then we stated that he can't place his zizin or gazer trois within the airspace of the Rishus Rabbim. If Reuven wants to have a porch, he has to move his house away from the Rishus Rabbim, and then he'll have the space to make a porch or to have protrusions. The Gemara now asks, "Ibayilu konas v'le hoitzi maus shiachse v'yitzi," that let's say Reuven actually went and moved his house further away from the Rishus Rabbim, but at that point he actually didn't make a porch and he didn't make any protrusions, and then at a later point he wants to now make a protrusion. So Rabbi Yechon Amar konas maitzi. Rabbi Yechon says that even though he did this a long time ago, but at this point he has a right to change his mind and could decide to go and make a protrusion, as the maitzi has a right to that airspace and the Bnei Rishus Rabbim don't have a right to his space, and he still owns that property. And Reish Lakish Amar konas ein maitzi, that once you already put your house further away from the Rishus Rabbim and you didn't actually put the Gezer Trois at that point, then at a later point you can't go and now add a porch to that area. And right now the Gemara's Havmina is that Mia Mina the Vitral B'nei Rishus Rabbim V'Avakaychai Eloi, do you say that by the fact that Reuven didn't do that immediately, therefore he was Meichel this area to the Rishus Rabbim, and therefore he can no longer do so? Or do you say that he was never Meichel to Rishus Rabbim, and therefore he could still add these Gezer Trois or these pegs and beams? And as Rashbam states, Reish Lakish Amar Konas Einu Meitzei Kosak Kedaitach Le'yotzi Oid Zizin D'Avakaychai, as he loses his rights. The Gemara now continues and actually explains that the Gemara Shailu was actually different. The machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish was not exactly as we explained it. As Omle Rabbi Yaakov L'Rabbi Yemi Bat Techlifa, Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yemi Bat Techlifa, "As Belcha, I'll explain what the Shailu was. Lahoitzi Kule Amle Pligi Demaitzi." That certainly even Reish Lakish agrees that if Reuven moved his house further away from Rishus Rabbim, he definitely was not Meichel his property to Rishus Rabbim. And certainly at a later point, if he wants to go and build a porch or he wants to make protrusions that go into that area, then it's not going into the airspace of Rishus Rabbim, and therefore certainly it would be mutar ki pligi. And where's the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Shlakish lahachzik solon l'mekayman? If Reuven would eventually have the right to decide that he wants to move his house closer to Rishus Rabbim and put it right next to the boundary with the Rishus Rabbim, the Gemara explains the ipcha itmar. And actually, the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Shlakish was exactly the opposite, as Rabbi Yechon Amar ina machzer. Rabbi Yechon hold that although certainly Reuven has a right to build gezus trois or build zizin in that area, and he doesn't give up the ear rights. However, now that Reuven moved his house away from Rishus Rabbim, he no longer has a right to rebuild his house next to Rishus Rabbim. Reish Lakish Amar Machzer, and Reish Lakish says that Reuven could still rebuild his house right next to Rishus Rabbim, and he doesn't give up any property rights to Rishus Rabbim at all. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon Amar in Machzer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, as he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda holds, Mitzach Shechziku B'Rabbim Asla Kaklai, that if Reuven owns a field and there's a boundary marker and nothing is planted in that area, and the people of Rishus Rabbim use that area as a shortcut and they were machzik in that area, then you can't be chayzer and you can't take away from the tzibur. And therefore over here as well, since Reuven already moved his house away from the Rishus Rabbim and the people of Rishus Rabbim started using this area, therefore Reuven can't take this area back from the Rabbim. However, Reish Lakish Amar Machzer, Reish Lakish holds that Reuven could actually go and build his house right next to the Rishus Rabbim, and there's no din of Metzir Shechzikur Rabbim, as Hani Mila Hechad Lekar Vacha, that the only time that we said the concept of Metzir Shechzikur Rabbim is in an area where there's no other place for the Rabbim to be, and this is the only way that the Rabbim could go and take the shortcut through his field. But Hacha Ikur Vacha, over here we're talking about a full Rishus Rabbim, which is at least 16 amos wide. Therefore, certainly there's a lot of space for the people of Rishus Rabbim to be able to walk through Rishus Rabbim, and therefore there's no reason why Reuven can't take back his property, and Reuven doesn't lose any property rights, and he could build his house right up to the Rishus Rabbim. And the Rashbam explains that the reason why the Gemara stated Ipcha Etma, the Mekminu Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yehuda, and since we swapped the Shittas Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, so it comes out Rabbi Yechon goes like the Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, the Hilchos HaKavaseh V'Kaim like Rabbi Yehuda Bach, that since the Halacha follows Rabbi Yechon, and we also pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, therefore we wanted to make sure that Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yehuda Shtim, and there is no stira La Halacha. The Gemara continues, it quotes from a Mishnah, Lakach Chatzah, if Shimon bought a Chatzah from Reuven, and they were already zizin and they were already porches, then we'd be tanin lekeach, and therefore Shimon would have a chazakah as long as he could prove that either Reuven or he himself used this area for 3 years, and the bnei Rishus Rabbim were not meicha. And Amar Rav Huna states, that let's say this porch falls down, then Shimon would still have right to rebuild it, and we don't say that since there's a shayla about this area, then the only time they could keep it is only as long as it stands. But once it falls down, then the Rishus Rabbim would have right to it. But Lamaisa, he has rights to it forever. Gemara continues, Meisve, I'll ask you a question from a Braisa, as the Braisa states that nowadays, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Eim Mesaiden, Ve'im Mekairin, Ve'im Mefeichin, Bazman Hazeh, you can't plaster your walls with very white color. And the Rashbam says, Mishum Evil Beis HaMikdash, and Ve'im Mekairin, the Rashbam says, Tzur Shesar B'tzid, you make designs from plaster, Ve'esh Mefashim, Dahinu Namisiyad, and some say it's very similar to plastering. The only difference is, El Shakir, Lav and Yosa, that Kir is much wider, and Eim Mefeichin, Rashbam says, Tzur Shalmin Tzavainim, they make pictures of various colors. The Braisa continues that although we said it's us to do so, that if you bought a chatzah that already had this plastering or these pictures, then you don't have to take it off and you could keep it that way. But once it falls down, you don't have a right to rebuild it and to make these beautiful pictures. And therefore, the Gemara asks in Rav Huna that how could Rav Huna say, if Lamaisa, once something falls down, maybe you don't have the same rights you had previously? And the Gemara answers, Isur Shaini, that's certainly been a gay Issa, there's a very big difference, and you can't compare Dina Issa to Dina Hezek. Ayin Rashbam, Dibel Maschel, Nafla Ina Chayza, where the Rashbam explains the question, Alma, Kol Binyan, Shein Rishoy, Lasa Betchila, Im Hoyloi, Vin Nafal, Ina Chayza, Baina, the Gabay Tzay Zizdon, Shis Ram Nami, Kimini Efshalo Haitzi Betchila, Im Nafal, Ina Chayza, Maitzi, and it's a bit Tzarpia as to what the Gemara's question was, as certainly in our case, we're not talking about a case where someone actually did something but Issa, and we're talking about a buyer that bought a chatzah from a person, and there was Zizin that were going out and protruding into Rishus Rabbim, and therefore with Taninan, and we say that must be that the Meichel must have had a right to do so, and he got permission from the Bnei Rishus Rabbim, or he actually placed his house further into his Rishus, and therefore he did it behetar b'tzarach bir. However, Ayin and Taisis that explains that the case of the Braisa is not talking about a scenario where someone built this house b'issa, but we're talking about a scenario where someone built this house during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it was built behetar, and therefore it will be very similar to the case of our Gemara. The Gemara now discusses the dinim of Avelus bin Gei Yushlayim in the Beis HaMikdash. As Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Lo Yosad Adam Es Beis HaBesid Vim Ir Beicholoi Tevem Muta, and after the Zman of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, then a person should not go and plaster his walls with lime and expensive paint unless he adds sand or straw into the mixture, and at that point it would be Muta. Rabbi Yehuda states, Ir Beichol HaRezeh Tachsid V'Asa, that even if he adds sand into the mixture, so although the sand makes the color darker, and therefore we said before that it should be mutter, but Behuda holds by adding sand, it actually makes the mixture stronger, and therefore that offsets the chasaran of the color, and therefore it's still asa. However, tavin mutter, if you add straw into the mixture, not only does it make the paint darker, but it also doesn't strengthen the building, and therefore it's mutter. The Gemara continues and brings down a long braisa, Tan Rabbanan, Kesher Chor B'Bayis B'Shnia, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Pushim B'Yisrael, there were many ascetics in Klai Yisrael, and they wanted to be machmer on themselves as far as Avelis. They were makabal on themselves, that they shouldn't eat any basar and they shouldn't drink any wine. And Rabbi Shua felt that they were doing too much and they were doing too much avelis, and therefore Rabbi Shua started speaking to them and said to them, my children, why are you not eating meat and why are you not drinking wine? And instead of thinking that they were actually doing too much, they thought Rabbi Shua was a mikol, and Amalei, and they said to him, how could we eat basar if meat was brought on the mizbech as kabanas for achshe batol, and now we don't have kabanas? Nishti yayin, should we drink wine shemenasna al gavin mizbech that we use as na yayin nesach on the mizbech for achshe batol? So Amalehem, Rabbi Shua responded to them, im kain lechem loy nechol, if you're saying that, then you shouldn't eat bread either, shekva batol menachis, because the menachis which were matzah and bread were also batol. But they responded that in chenami, you're correct that we shouldn't be eating bread either, and efshe repairs, and therefore will exist on Paris. Rabbi Shua continued, Paris loy nechol, they shouldn't even eat to Paris of the Shivas Haminim, shekva batol bikurim, as during the time of the Beis Hamikdash we used to bring bikurim from the Shivas Haminim, and now it's batol. Once again, they agreed with him, and they said that even though we won't eat the Paris of the Shivas Haminim, but efshe repairs achirim, but we could use other Paris. Rabbi Shua continued, mayim loy nishta, so you shouldn't drink water either, shekva batol nisach hamayim, that lemaisa they used to bring the nisach hamayim on Sukkos, and now that was batol, and shaskon, and they didn't have anything to respond. So Amalehem, Rabbi Shua said to them, bana bova amalechem, now come and I will explain to you how to do proper avelis, shalolis abel kol ikay afsha, as it's impossible not to be misabel in Yerushalayim and on Beis Mikdash at all, shekvad nidzu gzeira, as the Maaseh the Pasuk tells us that we should be misabel, as we'll explain in a moment, and ulis abel yosim yedai afsha, and it's also impossible to have too much avelis, as Reva Tziba is not afsha to do so, and she'in gazing gzeira la Tziba, elam kim Reva Tziba yichayim lamimba, and if someone makes a gzeira on the Tziba, where the Tziba is not yachal lamimba, then it's not considered a valid gzeira, ksiv as the Pasuk of Malachi states, therefore we see that when making gzeira, it has to be hagoy kuloi, and it has to be that the entire nation is able to take on this gzeira. However, Chachamim taught us how to be misabel on Yerushalayim and on the Beis Hamikdash, so on the Beis Hamikdash, that if someone is going to plaster his house with lime, and you should at least leave over a little bit that he doesn't paint, the common how much, on Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael says, Aman Amo, that you leave over an Amo by an Amo, and Rabbi Chisra Kenegra Pesach, and Rabbi Chisra states that Amal Amo should be right across from the doorway. In addition, even after the Churban Abayis, a person could make a beautiful Suda, however, you have to leave over something, and Mahi, what is that? Omer Papa, Kasad Hasana, for example, like fried fish, and you shouldn't serve every single delicacy, and you should make sure to leave something over in order to show that you're being Misabel and Yerushalayim and on the Beis Hamikdash. In addition, that a woman could beautify herself and she could use all types of makeup and all types of perfumes. However, Mashiach's Dabar Mu'ud, she should leave over one thing. And my here, what is that? Amirav Basada, you shouldn't remove all of her hair by a temple. And by doing so, that is showing her avelus on Yerushalayim and on the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara continues, and what is the Makar for these ideas? Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Tilim, Emeshkech Yerushalayim Tishkech Hermini, Tigbach Lashayn Lechiki, Imleis Kerechi, Imle Alis Yerushalayim Al Reishim Chasi. Gemara asks, my Al Reishim Chasi, what does it mean at the top or at the time of my Simcha? On Rabbi Yitzchak says, Ze'ifim Akla Shebereish Chasanim, this refers to placing ashes on the top of the head of Chasanim at the time of the Simcha and at the time of the Chasana. And it's possible that the Gemara is actually teaching us that even though everyone is in a matzav of Simcha, we don't say not to have a full Simcha, and everyone does everything exactly the same, and we just do a small Maisa to show our Avelis, and we put a little bit of ashes only on the head of the Chasan and not on anyone else's head in order to show Avelis, and therefore we see that all you have to do in order to show Avelis on Yerushalayim and on the Beis Hamikdash is a Dava Mu'at. Gemara continues, Omli Rav Papa Abaye, and Rav Papa says to Abaye, Hechem Manachla, where do you put the ashes on top of the Chasan, the Makom Tefillin, in the place where you put Tefillin? Shenem, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Lasum Le'evlitzi, and Lasis Lem Pe'er, Tachas Eifer, we know Pe'er Chavish Alecha refers to Tefillin, and therefore we see that an Avel should put ashes in place of his Tefillin. The Gemara continues, V'cholam is Abel Yerushalayim, and if someone does proper Avelis in Yerushalayim, which the Gemara just defined for us, Zoichav Roy B'Simchasa, he'll be Zoichav to see the Simcha of Yerushalayim, Shenema, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, Simcha Yerushalayim V'gilu Bo Kol Yevea, Sisu Atom Asoyis, Kolam is Abel in Le'a, and therefore you see that those that had Avelis on Yerushalayim will eventually rejoice with Yerushalayim as well. The Gemara continued, Tani will enter Braisa, Amar B'Shmol Ben Elisha, Miyem Shechar B'Yisim Migdash, Dinu Shenigzal Atzmenu, Shalei Lechol Basav Lei Lishtis Yayin, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha agreed with aesthetics that really after the Churban Abayis, we should have made a gzira, and we should no longer eat meat, and we shouldn't drink wine. Ela in gazing zira la tziba, elam kin rei vitziba, yichayin lamaba. Umiyam Shapashta Maxari Shah, Shagazling Xeris Rice for Koshais, Umvatlu Menotira, Umitzvais, Veimanecha say suddenly Kunis Lishua Ben, Vamil Lishua Ben. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha continued that from the time that the Maxari Shah, which refers to the Roman government, that they made terrible Xeris on us, and they Umvatlu us from Torah Mitzvahs, and they didn't let us do Mila, and some say they didn't let us do Pinya Ben, Dinu Shinigzal Tzmenu, that we really should have made a din, Shalagisi Isha, that people shouldn't get married, and to have children. Once a person would have a child, they wouldn't be able to do a bris milah. V'nipzu zara shel Avraham Avinu kol me'ilav, and the whole Klal Yisrael would be destroyed. Al hanach lam Yisrael. However, we don't make such gzeiros on Klal Yisrael. Mutu shiyu shagim v'alyu mezidim, and we'd rather them be shagim and get married with not understanding the ramifications that they wouldn't be able to do such great mitzvahs, rather than making a gzeira and having them go against the gzeira and getting married in any case. They would in any case go against the gzeira of Talmud Chachamim, and since the gzeira she'in therefore, we didn't make such a gzeira either. And let's remember that we previously mentioned that Rabbi Shua said to the Prushim, and Rashbam explains, and therefore we already have a chiyuv to do avelis, as the pasuk states in Yeshaya, and therefore we see that it's a chiyuv avelis. Also, keep in mind that even though the Gemara stated she'in gozing gzeira tziba elam kin rev tziba yichin lamba, and we brought a pasuk from Meir Atim Na'orim, but you see, Atim Kavim Hagoy Kulai, L'chir, it's mashma that you don't only need Reva Tziba, you have to have a Gzira that everyone could accept. Ayin Rashbam, who states, Mistamam, Loihoyu Kulin, Yechon Lamba, Loya Maskimin, Verubin Kakulam, Alma Lechishiva Gzira, Elam Kain Ruban, Yechon Lamba. Ayin Rashbam, Diba Masal, Efa Makla, Efa Kira, this refers to ashes that came from a fire and from an oven, Hasufa Be'esh, Karakain, Umishum de Ika Efa Para, Nami, Hotsuch Lafarish Kain, and since we know there's something called Efa Para, which is the ashes from the paraduma, therefore the Gemara explains that we're referring to Efa Makla and not to Efa Para. We explain Lishvua Ben is referring to Mila, and as Rashbam says, Shehilu Save Zayin, as that is after 7 full days. And Rashbam continues, V'nimtzu Zara shel Avraham Avinu kol me'ila b'inyan toiv v'loy al yidei Avdei Chovim, and they won't be destroyed by the Goyim, u'mitzvus lo yuvadloid, but the mice of the mitzvus won't be bottle. And let's also see Taisa Dio Maskel Mayim Loy Nishta, Rishua said to the Pushim that you shouldn't drink water, because water was used in the Beis HaMikdash for the Nisach HaMayim, and Taizis V'imtayma Amay Le'ahadu, the Efshim May Barius, the Psulon Nisach, that they could have responded that we could still drink water from things that are possible for Nisach HaMayim. By Maria Dava, the Havim Min Sha'isim by Nisach, Choshev Kamoy Dava Atzmai, therefore they wouldn't drink any water, and just like we know, B'negei Yayin, they didn't respond that we could have drank Yayim Mevushal, which is possible for Nisach HaYayin. Ayin Taizis Dino Maskel, Dinu Shinigzal Spainu Shaloy Lisa Nashim, and Taizis, how would we be able to make such a Xira, Tema Vaksir Puravu, and that would go against the mitzvah of the Torah. V'shem al itzin shekva kaimu perivivikama behind uzara shel avram kala shloyoyel el ben obas, that we would only have one son and one daughter. Ayin sham, and even though in our Gemara we were gerus for amilol Yeshua ben, and we explain it's referring to pidya ben. However, others are not geruses, as certainly it's not possible that goyim would make a gzera about pidya ben, and we wouldn't be able to keep pidya ben, as anyone that wants to be mekayin the mitzvah of pidya ben could just go over to a koyin in the middle of the marketplace and give him 5 slayim and Mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, they are not good as these 4 words, Hadron Chesra Batim, Hadron Chesra Batim, Hadron Chesra Batim, and we will stop over here.